Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's all good.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've been teasing it the whole morning long. We have a surprise in-studio special guest this morning, who was waiting outside because 20 years ago today, this happened.
Rangers changing. Fetisov for the Devils plays it cross ice into the far corner. Matteau swoops in to intercept. Matteau behind the net. Swings it in front. He scores! Matteau! Stephen Matteau! And the Rangers have one more hill to climb, baby! But it's Mark Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the final!
Stephen Matteau, Rangers legend, and of course, one of the great moments 20 years ago today, that goal against the New Jersey Devils in the Eastern Conference Finals in the 1993-1994 NHL season. Sorry, 30 years. I'm saying 20 years because of that stupid Super Bowl story. 30 years ago today, 1994, 30 years ago today. Stephen Matteau in studio. Are you happy, Boomer?
I'm very happy. Good to see you, Stephen.
Good to
How are you doing? All right?
Last time was about 20 years ago. I've seen you in the studio. Good to see you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
That's awesome.
Man.
Thank you.
Nice surprise, by the way.
Yeah, I told you.
We're right in the middle of this. The Rangers are about as good as you guys were back then. Hopefully they can finish off. They had the greatest season in Ranger history, in my eyes, anyway. Yeah. But, you know, what do you agree with me? Or
They're pretty special, huh? I totally agree with you. The last, this year were magical. They were new coach, new system, same players pretty much from last year. And they... Last night was a real playoff game. That's what I liked about the team, and they look good. They have a great goaltender. Fox is like Zuboff and Leach out there, and Kreider is like Adam Graves. Panarin is like our Messier back then. So they have a lot of good things going on for them, and just we all know the playoff. It's a long, long, long way. They're only up 2-0. But they're looking pretty good.
You know, I watched the game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, this is a real playoff game.
Yeah.
As you just said, I mean, now the Capitals are trying to muck it up. They're trying to get into the Rangers' head. They're trying to push and shove and face wash. I mean, like, what does Panarin say to a guy like TJ Oshie, who tries to take his head off with his stick first and foremost, and then comes back and puts his hand right in his face and is rubbing his face? I mean, what does Panarin say to that?
I don't think he says anything, but that's playoff. Like, last year, we all know the story when they lost to the Devils, and they were pretty mad about the way they end up the season. So it's playoff hockey. Panarin, I think he stepped up again and being a leader out there. He has a lot of things to prove because he hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet. And that was totally playoff hockey last night. The referees let them play. There was a few calls I think they should have called it, but that's playoff hockey. That was amazing.
And thanks to Al Dukes. He goes to me, you know, today's the anniversary. And I said, okay, and didn't think.
Right.
It's not the anniversary today.
Okay.
It is 30 years ago, but it's not the anniversary. That'll be coming up in
20
May.
Years ago.
Well, that was a mistake.
Yeah, that's another mistake.
I knew it was 30
years
ago.
It's right around the corner, though.
Yes. But it's right around the corner. But yeah. So I will take responsibility for the 20 years. That was just a slip up.
Yeah.
I'm putting the today is the anniversary on Al.
My bad.
Okay. You're bad, Al. That's right.
And I go to Al. I said, Al, you said today was the anniversary. He goes, well, we're celebrating it today. all right. So Thursday, May 23rd from 5 to 10 p.m. The Angel Orisans Foundation, is that correct? At 172 Norfolk Street in New York City. Stephon Matteau, Howie Rose, Mike Richter, Adam Graves, Pierre Turgeon, and Jim Dowd will take part in a panel discussion to talk about their memories, proceeds from ticket sales, auction memorabilia, and packages will benefit the Stephon Matteau Foundation at Mount Sinai Hospital, Department of Urology with Bladder Cancer Research on behalf of Howie Rose. That is great. That is awesome stuff. Fans can email Sue for tickets at sponsorship opportunities, sue@matteau32.com. It's going to be awesome. Obviously, Howie Rose and that call, just iconic in New York sports history. So very, very cool. All right. So when you think 30 years ago, this is like three decades ago that this has happened. Does it feel like that in your mind, or because it was such a special moment, it doesn't feel like it's been three decades?
It feels like it was last month, or but just because every time I come back to New York, people remind me what happened 30 years ago. It's just I don't go anywhere in the garden that people don't remind me that moment. It was magical. I think it just keeps on building. We didn't have the media. We didn't have any social media back then. And I'm just a lucky person who benefited from a great team, opportunity. If Zalepukin doesn't score with 7 seconds left in the game, I would not be sitting next to you here today, guys. And a lot of things had to come in place. And Keenan believed in me, put me on a great line with Kovalev and Steve Larmer. And that was just a magical moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about that line. You know, you think about the depth of the Rangers today as you were trying to describe the Rangers of today compared to your team back when you were playing. I mean, that's what's the beauty of that team back in 1994. It was the depth.
Yeah.
And Neil Smith went all in.
Yeah.
Let's face it. He traded away some young guys. Dougie Wade, he traded away. Tony Amonte, he traded away. He wanted to build a winner and get a cup into that, into our organization since, what, 1945 or something. I feel like we're in the same situation now. But this team, I don't know, this team doesn't feel like it's filled with mercenaries. I feel like it's filled with draft choices. There are a couple of good free agent signings like Vincent Trocheck that doesn't get a lot of credit. I mean, on the broadcast, he gets a lot of credit.
Yeah.
And obviously, we as Ranger fans appreciate who he is as a player. But who does he remind you of?
He's a Nemechinov and those guys. Because Vincent has just been, like, it's a very good point. He's been incredible. He plays defensively. He brings a lot of offensively. He's tough. He's not that big, but he's very, very tough. He gets in there and on the road and at home also. So now Lafreniere has been playing outstanding this
finally
year.
Finally figured it out.
And, well, the coach, like, it took him 4 years, and then the coaching staff let him play, let him shine. He's been on the top line, top two lines all year long. Mm-hmm. Very, very talented. And last time I was kept on watching him play, and he was outstanding last night. And he had two assists. And so you need players like that. You need the third line to score some goals. First game one, the big guy scored a big goal for the Rangers to let to start the playoffs. So you need every lines. You need all the players. You need the goaltender. And let's keep it.
Here's a good question for you. Who's the best goalie out of the three? Richter, Henrik, or Shesterkin?
That's a tough one. They all outstanding. No, that's how it's coming.
Yes,
my answer is Richter, obviously. He's been outstanding. But all three of them, they are world-class goaltender. The Rangers have been fortunate the last 30 years to have good goaltender. So, but that just shows you that it's so hard to win a championship. Goaltending alone, it's not good enough.
That's right. Stephon Matteau joins us here this morning on Boomer and Geo. A nice surprise, guys. Thank you very much.
I am so
tuned into this, Stephon. This is just amazing. And when I think of today's game, it's much different than the game you played.
Yeah.
It seems a lot faster to me as a fan. I don't know about you as an ex-player. I know you guys dealt with more hooking, slashing, and stuff like that. Is it a better game today compared to when you played?
The fans love the when we were physical back then. They love the roughness after whistles. It seems like it was forever. The games lasted 4 hours a night, and I scored my famous goal because there was Niedermeyer hooked me back then, and today would have been an easy penalty. And the game is much, much faster. For the 12 players on the ice forwards, they skate like the wind, and there's no hooking. The defensemen, when they retrieve the puck down low, they're amazing. They have to make a quick decision. So two different era, and I like the game, where it's going now.
Peter Laviolette, when he was hired, Boomer said, I'm not so sure. He's a retread guy. He's coached all these other teams. I don't know if it's going to work. It has worked to this point.
Yeah.
Go back to when you found out that Peter Laviolette was going to be the Rangers coach after Gerard Gallant. What was your first impression of that?
Same point than you. Like, it's all right. He's been around. He's been to different teams before. He won before, but it's the same type of coach. But I've talked to people in the organization. He's the most organized coach they ever seen in the last 30 years. The players, when they walk into the locker room, they have notes throughout the whole the locker room, and they read, they have their coffee, they're well prepared. Every time they step on the ice, it's not because they're not prepared. So that brings an element, and also he's very patient. He allows the young players to perform, because not to pick on the other coaches in the past, Lafreniere, after a mistake, sometimes he would not touch the ice for another 15 minutes, and he's very patient. And the players like to play for coaches.
You know,
like
we saw that last night. Here we are in game two against the Capitals, and Matt Rempe takes a bad penalty. It's a roughing penalty, you know, because he's so tall.
Yeah.
And he's going to end up hitting guys in the face. And I don't know whether or not you call that or you do call it, but they ended up calling it. You know, and plus they all know who he is. You can't miss him. I mean, they know he's a rookie.
He's a target, yeah.
That's right. But to your point, Laviolette put him back out on the ice.
As a player, like, you feel it. Like, all right. And there was times in my career, after a bad penalty, I would never touch the ice again. But the Rangers this year, they feel it. All right, it's a bad penalty. I'm sorry. I'm sure he apologized to everyone, but he's back on the ice to perform. So
I watched TJ Oshie and Tom Wilson try to do their stuff last night.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, TJ's up there. Ovi's up there. Wilson's in his prime. I mean, how do you deal with that in the room? Is it something that is talked about to try to stay away from that kind of stuff? Or is it just something that you try to embrace? And then when you get your chance, like, of all people, Panarin got his chance last night.
Yeah.
Was that, in your eyes, was that a clean hit by Panarin? And then how would you handle it in the room dealing with those guys?
Well, Panarin is not known for to be physical out there, but he's very, very solid and very strong on his skates. So, but it's the playoff hockey. If I don't think there's going to be any retaliation for the next game. And they
watch this hit right here. You can take a look at it on the monitor. That you think it's a legal hit?
That's Well, he left his feet a little bit, but that's a clean hit. Wilson is not a priest out there, and he's
and neither
he's,
is Oshie.
No. Like, they are hardworking players, but they won't retaliate for next game because of the Caps. That's their biggest game of the season next game.
Right.
If they allow the Rangers power play to go on like four or five times in game three, they'll be out in the playoff in a few days.
You know, you guys had a great power play back in 94. Yeah. This is the best power play I've ever seen in Rangers history.
Well, quarterback Fox is amazing.
Yeah.
Panarin is amazing. Kreider's in front of the net. He's just a beast out there. How many goals has he scored tipping the puck? And he's so big and so hard to move. So look at those shots. Like that world-class shot. Like Miller's goal last night was a world-class shot. And then the second or third goal. I was standing in the corner, and there was not much room, and that was a hard shot right in the perfect spot.
And he had to turn his body because he's a left-handed shot, and he's on the right side.
Yeah.
So, and he gets it over the left shoulder of the goalie, where there's about 2 inches
So they're scoring. Look at this. There's no room there.
Yeah.
Like you shoot, you try to aim those corners in practice in slow motion, and you would never hit the corner. This is a fast game, and they find a way to score in those, like, a few inches.
That's great.
Do you think Alexander Ovechkin is officially done, or is this just a bad series for him?
Well, at home, it's a different series. The biggest game of theirs for him, it's next game. So
looks old, doesn't he?
He's 38 years old, yeah. And you cannot count him out. I don't want to wake him up because I'm sure he's old. But he's been an outstanding ambassador to the game, and I hope he's done because the Rangers are going to move forward. But the series is so far out. There's so many games left in the
game. But you know what I see? The biggest advantage the Rangers have right now, number one, is their speed.
Yeah.
And that's why the Capitals are taking so many penalties. And then number two, they have so many defensive problems that, you know, they have one guy playing 30 minutes a game.
Carlson.
And then by the time you get down to the third period and you got 10 minutes left to go, that guy's gassed.
Yeah.
So they don't have their full defense. So I think our forecheck is actually killing them.
They're moving the puck. They're outstanding. That's why they're finished first. That's why they had a record season this year. They're looking sharp out there.
Stefan Matteau, thanks for stopping by. Boomer was surprised. We sprung it on him, and look at the big smile on his face, man. He's like a 12-year-old boy when it comes to the New York Rangers.
I was at all those games in 94, and I was like a 12-year-old boy, and I had my 3-year-old son, on my lap, and we haven't had a chance to, enjoy that kind of run, and maybe this is the year. I don't know, but there are a lot of great players in this league, man. I mean, watching Nathan MacKinnon, watching Connor McDavid.
That's a crazy series. The Jets and the Avalanche, the first game, that should have been 10-9 game.
Yeah, it was a 7-6 game, by the way.
Oh, that was 7-6, but they hit like 6-7 posts in that game. So that's what playoff is all about, and the fans are excited about it. And as an alumni, I'm looking forward maybe to see them in June and play, because it's such a fun time. You were there, and
the Garden's ridiculous.
It was fun last night. I was at the Knicks game 2 days ago. That was a lot of
fun.
Look at
you getting all these free tickets, man.
Earned it.
I earned it from the 94. So
he earned it. It's a lifetime pass
I'm part of the MSG family, so they take care of us. They're amazing.
How many pictures do you have to take during a Ranger game when you're there and people are recognizing you and they obviously highlight the fact that
Non-stop. Yeah. And I have a 70-year-old man come up to me. Can I give you a hug? Because it's been 30 years. And they bring back where they were sitting with. And there's a lot of tears going on sometime. It's very emotional. I get that part now. Maybe not the first 10 years, but the last 20 years I've been pretty good at handling the situation with the fans, because it's just a magical time, and just I'm very, very, very happy about that.
Stefan, thanks for coming in today. It's great seeing you.
Absolutely great seeing you, Stefan. So hang on, we'll take a picture.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark?
Well, all right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. About 20 minutes from now, I've got some special news to share with you guys. What I'm going to be doing after the show today. So I can't give all the details, but I can give a lot of them. And
that's exciting.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. And it's now that we're getting close to the show, I'm getting really nervous.
This is something that's coming up, like playing Augusta, something like
no,
that.
No. It's something that will be happening.
Playing Augusta.
It's something that will be happening at 1 p.m. today. Yeah, and I am I'm starting to get the butterflies now. Like at first, like the Matteau thing that was distracting me, and then like, everything else. And the Islanders sent us a wonderful a gift outside, some breakfast. That was very nice.
They did?
Yeah,
I'm
they
not
did.
Eating it.
They were very nice to send us some breakfast.
I'm not eating it.
And now I'm getting closer to this, and like I'm starting. It's like it's gonna happen. It's real. So I'll explain.
Okay.
Coming up
by
about
the way, you shouldn't be eating in it either. You don't want to show up bloated.
No. That's exactly what I said to a buddy of mine. I was trying to get me to watch the Rangers at the Portly last night, and I said I cannot be filled with popcorn and pizza rolls and all the other crap that you have down there. This has got to be a good one.
Got some nice aftershave.
I don't ever put on like stuff that smells good like that. I just usually let my own pheromones take over. Hey, Jerry, what's going on, man?
I hope you got good smelling pheromones.
Who knows?
We're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog Fresh Human Grade Dog Food delivered right to your door, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And the Rangers a couple of wins away from advancing now in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Gustafson down low, Rostovic. He scores! Jake Rostovic! It's a power play goal! And the Rangers lead 3-2.
Yeah, beautiful shot. That was Sam Rosen on MSG. They would go on to win 4-3. They had a 4-2 lead in this game. They win 4-3. With the win over the Capitals, Keandre Miller's shorthanded goal in the second period would prove to be the difference in this game. Peter LaViolette talking about Alex Ovechkin, who's done really nothing in this series. How are you keeping him so quiet?
He's a player that can make a difference in the game. You know, we're mindful of that and do our best to check him.
And speaking of doing their
plus
best.
Plus his jersey's in the freezer. I'm trying to do my part, man.
Because this hasn't gone great in the past.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
You're right. I forgot you won the cup in 22, 21, 20, 19, 18. It has not worked out great.
Sometimes you put a jersey in the freezer, that guy is frozen out. I can't do it to every team. Every player on every team.
Fair enough. Here's Jacob Trouba. You heard the word best in there from Peter LaViolette. Trouba says we can be better.
We've been proving it to ourselves all year for the most part. We've played in ugly games. We've come back in third periods. We've found ways to win games that we'll come in here and not be overly excited after a win when we know we didn't play our best hockey.
Anybody work on the show anymore?
Guys just walk out and leave us?
I had a document. Eddie's just making dreams come true out there. They got a puck signed by Stephane Matteau and gave it to Pete Hoffman, who's a big fan, evidently. And he was just, I wanted to document
it. Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
He gave a Stephane Matteau to Pete Hoffman.
That's puck, correct. Yeah.
They got a puck, okay.
Because Hoff requested a photo when we walked past
him. All right. The same Hoff that backed out of the Five-Borough Bike Tour 3 weeks ago?
Oh, that's the same.
That same guy?
Gonna have to go grab that back.
Yeah, I think so.
Eddie, can you document now Al going into the puck back?
What'd you say? I jumped the gun? In my bed. Underneath that puck back.
Yeah. That's bad.
And looking at Boomer's face, like, legit, I think.
Yeah, we're going to document that.
Document, go getting the puck back,
wow.
Please. Yeah, I think Boomer would rather Sal have it.
Just like you backed out of the bike tour, we are now backing out of this gift. We're taking it back.
Video that.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, you guys are not doing anything anyway, so why don't you just go do it now?
Well, both of us were. I was just going to go do it, and Al then wanted to.
All right, so go get it back.
I thought for digital.
Go get it back.
Better for digital.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go get it back, Eddie.
That just sounds like
this would be even better for you, digital. You backed out of the bike tour, give the puck back.
Can we both go do it?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We don't need you guys, as we have proven the last 5 minutes.
Hey, real quick, I know we're talking hockey. I just saw on the scroll, though, on ESPN, I don't know if it's true or not, the Heisman Committee is going to reinstate Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy now?
I did see that. Yep, that is a real thing.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
I never thought that would happen, and I know he's been lobbying for it, and others have, too. So, all right, good for him.
Hey, good for you.
Hey, good for you. That's exactly right. So, anyhow, Game 3, Rangers and Cavs in Washington now on Friday night as they do get a couple of nights off. NBA playoffs before we get to the baseball. Mavericks Clippers last night. This series now even at 1 as Dallas wins in LA.
7 to shoot. 6, 5, 4. Try to drive it. Step back for 3. Hit it! And Luka let the crowd know in a timeout by Tyronn Lue.
That's a big win for Dallas. They go back home now, tied 1-1, getting that win in Los Angeles. Here was Luka Doncic. That was Mavs Radio with the call. Doncic on TNT, just talking about the 1-2 punch that he's got there with Kyrie Irving, and we were discussing this earlier this morning. It has really worked, and Kyrie's been happy out there.
It's tough for them. They double a couple times. Kai got open, so it's tough to cover us both. Sorry, I'm tired. But it's amazing having him on our team. He just helps me a lot. So much. Great guy. And just happy that he's here. He's here.
He shows me movies all the time. Very interesting stuff.
About history I never knew.
Oh, boy. You're funny. Luka had 32. Kyrie did have 23. The Pacers outscored the Bucks 125-108, so that series tied 1-1. And the T-Wolves beat the Suns 105-93. They're up 2-0. Kevin Durant says cannot fall behind as much as we do and expect to come back and win these games. Jaden McDaniels had 25.
I think we still try to put ourselves in position to win there. We cut to like 13, like 12, but we just couldn't get over that hump. So this team's been killing us in the third with those runs, so we got to figure that out.
Isn't it amazing when you've got guys like Durant the other night, LeBron and Anthony Davis, and Devin Booker in this case too, and how they have these runs, like they're hit over the head and they can't stop it.
Yeah.
And they can't, like the Lakers were up by 20 the other day with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and lost.
Yeah, the ball gets rolling downhill in these NBA games. What do you think? Is there a better chance that the New York Knicks are in the NBA Finals or one of those former Nets, Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden?
Knicks.
Because of the Nuggets are so good?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, you see the Jokic brothers going after it again?
Yes. We were talking. His brother, I guess, punched a fan?
He did. There's a video of it. Just, I mean, those guys are legit, like, gangsters. They are unbelievable, those two brothers. They don't take crap from anybody. They're like these, they're the people that you would expect to stand outside as bodyguards on some, like, big money poker, illegal poker game. Mm. Like, that's what they look like. And they will punch you in the face. They don't care. They'll scream at you. They got involved with a player last year. It might have been Durant. I don't even remember. But they were, like, sitting courtside and getting in the face of players. They're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. It's great. It's so funny. The two Jokic brothers up there is the muscle.
Maybe they own Nabisco.
Right, Mondelez.
Stupid. You also had the NBA did say that the officials missed the two, whatever. Knicks Sixers game. We move on. Jerry Jones with the media as we get set for the draft tomorrow night. In this case, he's talking about what type of player they're going to get. Very optimistic they'll get a good player, but also notes that they don't get to pick in the top 10 because they're so good. He kind of gets this analogy wrong, though, as he goes through it.
There's a very reason why we're 24th out of 32 teams draft that we get to pick a player this time. Because we were the 24th best in the NFL, according to the rules. And so we get to pick, everybody gets to pick before us up to 24.
Means the eighth best team.
Yeah.
So they pick 24th,
yes,
as opposed to what he said. Uh-huh. And everyone's expecting Caleb Williams to go to the Bears. Matter of fact, Al will be a guest on The Score in Chicago today to talk NFL draft.
Can't wait to hear that breakdown. I'm sure we'll have plenty of sound for that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to break it down. I've already, you know, depending on who's off the board by the time they get to me, I've got different ways to go that I'll be going. Player wise,
will you be given the board? So, like, will you be on hold hearing the first seven picks?
Or yes, I will.
Oh, this is actually during the draft.
No. This is a mock draft, which is a classic sports radio thing they used to do years ago.
A little basic,
but
he's the Giants expert.
Yeah, I can only pick as the Giants
without a trade.
I thought this was to talk about Caleb Williams.
No.
You slammed this idea a couple of weeks ago in a warm up show.
I did.
God,
that's why he's on it.
See, I don't know if they know that now.
They had to know that. Why else are they calling Al Dukes?
I don't know, because they know we wouldn't do it, probably.
Right.
Wait, he killed the idea of a mock draft on the radio show?
Yes.
Yes.
And you agreed to go do a mock draft.
That's correct.
I wish I knew what day that was.
He's killed mock drafts for years.
No, I know, but he just did it, and he really went hard on it. If I could get that audio and send it to Danny Parkins, that'd be the funniest thing in the world.
I introduced him that way.
Lame-ass bit. It's the worst thing in the world. Not creative loser bit.
Was that a CeeLo day?
I guess if Jerry doesn't remember it.
I don't remember it.
Yeah,
but I don't remember much these days.
But that has to be the reason why he's
I don't think so.
You've been guests before, have you not? Not on this specific station, but you've been a guest.
I was a guest on a Kansas City station once when Boomer didn't want to do it, so I was like, I'll do it.
Okay. Was that because I ripped off, like, took food from them or something?
No. This is years ago. We were in Astoria still. They were just looking, you know, for a guest, and I was like, I'll do it.
It was like on the Yankees or something.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that'll be 4:10 today if you want to check it out on the Odyssey app. The Score in Chicago with special guest Al Dukes.
And how long do you have to be in this mock draft?
They told me they only want 30 to 45 seconds. Sounds like nothing.
So you got to pick. You got to make the Giants pick.
Yes.
And then do you have to say why you're making that pick?
I believe so.
And do you have, like, do you have your picks?
I made a list of all the quarterbacks that are available if in case they're gone by the time I get there. And then I also put down a couple non-quarterbacks.
In your idea, in your eyes, what, let's say a quarterback's out of it, what do the Giants need?
Joe Alt, offensive tackle, via Mike Francesa, said the Jets should, oh wait, that was the Jets should be shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jets would be
the
shot.
The Jets would be shot if
I
they didn't take him.
Malik Nabers, wide receiver, wrote go. That down.
I like okay. that one.
I hope they don't ask me what college these guys go to. Marvin Harrison Jr., but he probably won't be there, right?
I don't think so.
And then I wrote all the quarterbacks down.
You should pick somebody that's supposed to go in the fourth round.
That's what
just
we said to ruin this whole thing up.
I don't want to ruin their mock draft.
We want him to take some guy Kool-Aid
McKinstry.
Something.
Yes.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
McLaughlinus.
That's what you got to do. I'm taking McLaughlinus.
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 Oh, my God.
Quarterback.
McLaughlinus.
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 I can't wait for this.
That's coming up later. I'm sure we will have the audio for you tomorrow.
I wonder how they're going to introduce you. How do you think they'll introduce you?
I hope as talk show host, I do 5 to 6 a.m. I hope as morning show host, WFAN. That'd be the truth.
Early morning show host.
I guess.
Yes.
It is all still real. Morning show, early morning, it's the right. same thing. Here's Ryan Poles. So everybody thinks that it's going to be Caleb Williams, obviously. They clearly have an idea inside their offices.
We know what we're going to do, but everyone's going to have to wait till Thursday to go there.
Not going to tell us, but okay, fair enough. I think everybody expects that. Baseball, you got the Yankees beating the A's 4-3. Giancarlo Stanton, a two-run double. Anthony Rizzo, a homered. Marcus Stroman, 5 1/3 for the win. He said really had the slider working.
Just locating it better, I think. That's still kind of a new pitch that I started throwing at the end of spring training, so I feel like I've had a lot of success with it early.
And he's had a lot of swings and misses with it as well as he gets the victory. Clay Holmes with the save, a very easy ninth inning despite the fact it was just a one-run game. And then this was interesting, too. So I guess this was last night as well. Two nights ago, we had Wendell Stat yelling at Aaron Boone, ejecting him for what the fans said. I guess the A's dugout was having issues with the balls and strikes that were being called last night by umpire John Tompain. And here's how it sounded on YES. Ryan Rucco is doing the play-by-play.
I'm not going to talk about balls and strikes. I'm right there. I'm right there with them. You know that.
Oh, John Tompain. Is that a Hunter Wendelstadt impression?
And there you go. So that kind of went everywhere. Gary Cohen talked about it because there was a little issue in the Met game. You had Dwayne Kuiper?
Yeah.
In San Francisco mentioning this guy. So they're mic'd.
It's only April 24th.
Yes.
And these umpires are already losing their minds.
Yes.
Chill out, man.
We're less than a full month into the season.
I mean, I guess I could also say that the managers are losing their minds, too, if they're chirping the umpires.
Fair.
But these umpires, God. They're just they're on edge.
Let me ask you this. I haven't been to a Yankee game in a couple of years. Do they put the strike box on the video board or they don't?
I have not seen that.
Because I'm just wondering I guess they have the monitor in the dugout. I'm wondering if they see stuff that we see on TV in real time. So they know when they're screaming at the umpire, they know that they missed a ball or a strike.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't remember last year. I went to a couple Yankee games last year. I do not remember the strike box being there, but I was so waist deep in prime rib and Casamigos and the raw bar, then the candy wall, Legends games.
So you were there, but you weren't really there.
Yeah, right? He was completely distracted.
Yeah. And I mentioned the Mets. They lost in San Francisco to the Giants 5-1. They have dropped 3 in a row. You've got the series finale today on WCBS 880 at 3:45. Sean Manaea facing Blake Snell. Time, you're going to have a choice with this one. Moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and new Casamigas Jalapeno. Casamigos tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So here are your two choices I'm going to let you guys pick. Do you want to hear about butter and cheese, or do you want to hear about man length?
Boomer? Al?
I like butter and cheese.
Okay, butter and cheese.
All right, so last hour, the guys were talking about crackers and Triscuits. It's for a different conversation, but that's where they were talking about. They discussed pairing cheese with those snacks.
And then they screwed up what cheese goes into.
Hey, it's Boomer and Geo with cheese.
An urn or a vat. Turns out it's a crock. They got the whole thing wrong.
Does anything else go in an urn but ashes? Can you use urn for something
coffee.
Else?
There's a coffee urn.
Coffee urn.
Coffee okay. urn, yeah.
All right. Butter go in an urn? Or is that a churn? Am I thinking of churn?
You're thinking of churning butter. But do you churn in an urn?
No, you don't churn in an urn. I've actually made butter before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Man butter?
Up in Granville. No.
How'd that go?
It was fun. Made ice cream, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Things that you didn't know about me.
Yeah. I'm sure
you never knew
like,
I made butter or ice cream.
No, I did. I
splooge.
Gary on Long Island. What's going on, Gary?
Oh, you got to excuse me. I'm cracking up laughing at what you just said about man butter. All right, give me a second here.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Yeah, I actually got Sal Licata texting me after that. He goes, man butter, LOL. Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but yeah. Yes. Up in Granville, you made that butter?
And then I also had people reach out, Alice, where are you going? From later in the hour. So, yes, check it out on the Odyssey app and hit the rewind button.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So today is the day. Today I get a chance to be in the presence of one Dua Lipa. I am not allowed to tell you where this is taking place. It is at a secret location. But members of Odyssey New York and the company as a whole have a sort of record promotion type of day with her because her new album is coming out actually the same day of Boomer and Geo Live with Cheese, same day, that May 3rd. She's hosting Saturday Night Live May 4th. She's very busy. She's in New York for a while. So she is here. And it was set up by the fine folks, as Al calls the Upstairs Show. It's Karen Carson in the morning on 102.7 with Johnny Minge.
So they're fulfilling somewhat,
yeah.
Do you feel like they've fulfilled?
I do. I think they've done everything they could possibly do. And
this was more for you than it was for me. And I couldn't be happier for you. And I'm glad you're not wearing a tuxedo.
If she was coming into the studio, I was going to have the tuxedo on because I think it would have been funny. Like 6 a.m., I'm sitting here waiting for her in a tuxedo. But because this is just sort of like a more of a meet and greet situation, I have to come across as normal as humanly possible. It's different when you're in the studio. When you're in the studio, it's your turf, it's your whole thing. When you're now in a different environment, you just want to come across as just a normal person.
He's a normal guy. You know, you're a father too. You're in your
40s. Normal guy who's a fan. That's
you're not creepy. You're not any of that
None
stuff.
None of that stuff. Man butter. Yeah, but I mean, those...
Yeah, maybe you meet one of our PR people and say, hey, look, nobody watches Seth Meyers, but they can come listen. More people listen to us.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm very happy that they are allowing me to be a part of this, because we're not a music station. We are a sports station, as you know. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I can go up there and do this. So I will be traveling with 102.7. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know exactly how this is going to go. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to say. I do remember, though. So I guess the best comparison that I have here is when Christopher Mad Dog Russo finally met Bruce Springsteen backstage at a show. He just he went up and hugged him awkwardly. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to get anywhere near that type of situation. But everybody that was with Mad Dog during that time said it was the most awkward situation on earth, because it was just like a high, and he just like walked right towards him and hugged him.
Bro, hugged him.
It just did, yeah. So like none of that's going
to
happen.
Michael, what are you going to do if Dua does like this to you? Puts that hand up in the air.
Well, then I have to honor the bro hug, which will not, I mean, the chances of that happening are just about next to zero. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, if it were here, I had a whole plan in my head how everything was going to go. And now, like, I just don't know what I'm walking into with this type of situation.
I know.
And
I've
never been, it's been a long time since I've been starstruck. And this obviously is going to be one of those times where I am. So I think there's just a couple of people that I needed to meet in my life.
How many concerts have you been to of hers?
Just one last tour at UBS.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So, but like two people I needed to meet. One was fulfilled when I met Hall of Famer John Randall at the Super Bowl down in Atlanta. Got a chance to meet him. Classy guy that he is. And now it's Dua Lipa. So like I was starstruck that day and kind of got ruined because you guys were fighting.
I guess one wasn't me.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
That was just like run-of-the-mill
like
type
Frank
stuff.
Like Frank the Tank.
Yeah,
no. Dan Marino's the greatest ever. Who? Could you imagine if he played today?
Yeah.
Okay, kid.
Yeah, so this is going to be one of those times where I just don't want to... Here's what I'm worried about. This is one of those things you're going to say is like a Narpian take, which it probably is, but something that you probably don't worry about. Eddie, just stay in there for one second here, because I think you could attest to this as well. What I don't want to happen today is a awkward interaction that I will remember for the rest of time negatively, as opposed to remembering this meeting positively.
But here's the thing.
Now,
just understand one thing. You're not the dope that you were 15 years ago.
I am.
No, you're not. You're a mature father of two. And you're in your 40s.
But that doesn't mean I can't do something. Like, I can't, like, fumble on a word and be like, blah, blah, and then I'll remember that. Or, like, awkwardly in a picture, just be like, ah, or, like, trip over something. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. Where it's just, I'm like, oh, my God, I look like an idiot. I'm such an idiot. You know, something like that.
Here's what I'll tell you. As somebody who has done stuff like this before, but obviously not at the level that she is.
Yeah.
She understands why she's there. She's promoting her album. She's promoting her Saturday Night Live performance. Right. She is there. That's part of their business, is promoting all of this.
Right, right.
She's going to be great.
I know she's going to be great.
She's going to make you feel comfortable.
I hope so.
Especially, do you know, like, are you the first one that's going to meet her?
Yes.
Or like the 50th?
No, I'm the first.
So you go up to her, you say hi, you know, Dua, I guess. Yeah. She's younger than you.
Yeah.
And you just say, hey, listen, been a fan ever since I heard your first song. Appreciate your talent. And I just want you to know that I know this is going to be a long day for you. And thank you for doing this.
It'll be a long day. It could be a long day if it started with me.
And then you can tell her that your day started at 3:30 this morning.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make this about
me.
Morning
with talk
her
show host.
Hey, Dua.
Number one rated show in all of America.
Well, I'm not.
Regardless of what any other idiots out there say.
All right. So I'm so glad you're actually not a part of this, because that would have been very awkward if you slammed that on her. But anyway, so like, for example, this is what I'm talking about. When Ryan Hurley came in here and it was your birthday, and he's still been like awkward and nervous about things, our new program director, and he goes
no,
to you.
No, brand manager.
Brand manager.
Yeah.
And he goes to you, happy birthday, Boomer. And you go, thank you, I appreciate it. And Ryan immediately said, I appreciate it. Like said, I appreciate it back. You know,
yeah,
like
don't do that.
When like a phone call would be like, you know, I'll go Ted on Long Island. They come, hey Ted, and like, I mean Boomer and Gio, because they're so nervous.
Yes,
this is what I'm talking about.
Like, I'd be like, president.
Right, because even though you're older, more mature, a father, you're still admittedly starstruck.
Yes.
Just like Ryan was starstruck still. Yeah, around Boomer.
You're overstating things. Do you need me to be there for you?
No. Because then all the attention will go to you, and I can't have that.
I'd be like a support dog.
Like, I just don't want to, like, get so nervous. I show up there, like, meet her, and then, like a fart comes out or something, you know, and then I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
She will, too. I remember that guy that farted.
It's like so nervous. I don't know what I'm capable of.
This does have disastrous possibilities.
Am I going to get so nervous that I'm, like, you know, like, get sick, like, stomach sick? I'm going to be so nervous? Like, I don't know.
You remember when you were living, who'd you live with? Sal?
And Monzo.
And Monzo. Remember you were living with those guys?
Yeah.
And you ran across the street naked?
I did.
You guys were dopes back then.
I know.
You're not dopes anymore. You're adult men.
Yeah.
And so just relax. Be the guy that's here every single day. You got a microphone in front of your mouth talking to millions of people, both on TV and on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Right? She doesn't do that.
No. But it's a different situation with different jobs. But I will, like, for example, you talk about me not being the dope that I was. It was just several days ago that I drunk dialed the Islanders owner.
Just stay away. Look, you know, the other thing you can do, you know, and it's in my office.
No, you gave the bottle to Ryan Hurley that day.
Oh, we did.
He appreciated it.
Congratulations, Jess.
I appreciate it.
I have other bottles in my office.
Yeah.
Take a little edge
I'm
off.
Not doing that. No. I am not taking a shot of Casamigos walking in that situation.
Are you going to go with the people at Port Said while you're waiting?
No. We have a live show meeting, so I will do that first, okay. And then I got to get my mind right, and then, you know, a little bit of change of clothes all the time. Just that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, I'll show up there with the hiccups. And then my memory of meeting Dua Lipa for the rest of my life would be like, hey, do it. And I'll just be like, screw it. Just run away.
Well, just don't let that get into your head.
It's already in my head.
Good job, Eddie.
Oh, God. That's a real hiccup of mine, is it not?
Yes.
That's an actual hiccup of mine when I was trying to do a live read. I was like, I can't do this today. That's authentic. All right, give him a sports. We'll hand it over to BT and Sal right after this.
You hit her with one of those, boy. That'd be something.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.